Well, it looks like they're trying to attack Candace Owens again. Check this out.
Essentially, there was this effective ban, sort of an internal embargo of sorts, on my name. More shocking is the reason behind it, because why? What did I do? Have I changed my stances? Well, among other things, they claimed that I was a, I'm not kidding, quote unquote, Christian nationalist.
Wow.
Yeah, Christian nationalist. What I can tell you also is that I got at least one name that was circulating this idea, and it is very much a person that is a part of what we term here the military industrial complex. So I think that's kind of a weird thing. I thought it was strange because, listen, I am obviously very proudly a Christian, but I don't think any person that watches this show would say that I wear my Christianity on my sleeve. Not that there would be anything wrong with it, but we're not exactly, you know, praying on the show. Maybe we should be, given everything that's happening in society. But I would definitely say that any listener of this show would not be like, oh, Candace Owens is a Christian nationalist. Although I'm not sure I have any problems with either of those terms. I definitely do consider myself to be a nationalist, and I am a Christian. But they're saying this in a much more dirty way.
This is getting out of hand. They're literally changing terms and their meaning right in front of our eyes, almost as if it's a sin to love the country that you are in. And even worse, that it's a sin to have morals and standards when it comes to conduct. I actually think that society hates that Christians have boundaries and ways that we conduct ourselves, even if it goes against what others believe. It's very simple. We believe what we believe, and you believe what you want to believe. And on Judgment Day, we will let God judge who was right. But to use Christian nationalist as a derogatory term is just sickening.
And I thought about it. And I said, where else have I heard that term before? Well, if you're paying attention, you guys, it is everywhere as of late. And I want you to pay very close attention to this because suddenly Christianity is being smeared and libeled and attacked, and they're trying to make it synonymous with white supremacy. Yeah, check this out. All of these articles were published back to back in February. This from PBS, the headline. What is Christian nationalism and why it raises concerns about threats to democracy? Here's Axios. Poll, most Americans cool to Christian nationalism as its influence grows. Oh, really? We're conducting polls and we're saying that Christian nationalism is influential? Another headline here, this is NPR. Christian nationalism's support is strongest in rural conservative states. Here's the New York Times. Four ways of looking at Christian nationalism. So again, just to be clear, all of these publications and these headlines came out within the last month. And you're probably going to believe this, but it's also getting the Hollywood spin. It must get the Hollywood treatment. Once the propaganda goes out, it's gotta, of course, now appear on our screen. Somebody has to go deep into it to examine the crisis.
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous. You know, they're shoving it down our face, and that's my problem with words. You know, words have meaning, and when you change those words, it doesn't change what you're referring to. So even if you call it Christian nationalism or whatever it may be, you're still not taking away from you using a derogatory term to identify people with strong beliefs. So what happens is they want to separate you from the original word because the original word has power. It has meaning. It has something that drives us emotionally and spiritually. So they can use another word. They can kind of strip it away and give it a new identity. And that's what I don't like. And that's what I don't like about Hollywood as well.
Man for the job is apparently Rob Reiner. Yeah, he is directing a new documentary and it's called God and Country, which puts Christian nationalism in America under the spotlight. And so he's doing a tour to promote this new documentary. And he visited, of course, Christiane Amanpour, because she's the number one state journalist over at CNN. And here's what he had to say. Take a listen.
Rob Reiner, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
What inspired you to do God and Country about Christian nationalism as a documentary? Because obviously you're really, really, really well known for your fantastic films.
Well, you know, I've kind of known about this movement for quite a while. I mean, back in the late 70s, early 80s, Norman Lear launched an organization called People for the American Way, which focused on this idea that the Christian right was going to dictate what we should listen to, what we should not listen to. And it was very disturbing to him. And as time went by, I saw this movement grow, but I didn't realize how powerful it was and how well organized and well funded it was until I read this book called The Power Worshippers by Catherine Stewart. And I then realized that this has taken root far more deeply than I had ever thought.
Ooh, are you guys scared? Are you shooketh to your cores? You heard him? It's way deeper. I'm sure when you look around of the myriad of issues that are facing our country today, what you're really concerned about is that there might be some Christians that are also in love with their country. They're Christian nationalists. Yeah, I know, when you see the drug dealers, the illegals, the criminality, the gang violence, you're going, but it's the Christians that we should definitely be afraid of.
That was exactly my point as well. Out of all the groups we could turn our attention to, the Christians are the ones that are most scary. And the crazy part about all of this is that the number of people claiming to be Christians have been declining in recent years. People who attend church and people who read and people who pray. But people opting for words such as spiritual or agnostic is actually driving this as well. These ideologies are permeating the American culture. It's these ideologies like, well, I don't know if there's a God. Maybe there's a God. Maybe, I don't know. I need some more proof. But we've seen time and time again in the Bible itself where a messenger will go to the people and they will show them a sign and they'll want more signs. So they'll do miracles. They will flood the whole world. They will cause earthquakes and fire and brimstone, and people still want signs. They want more signs. So even if God gathered all the signs together and gave it to them at once, they still wouldn't believe. So, you know, discard some of these people who say, well, I will believe if God gave me a miracle. I don't believe if this happens.
So what is this actually? Well, I think it's a further attempt to divide and brainwash Christians. And right. That has been going on actually for decades. So I'd like to use my platform to encourage Christians to actually learn about your own history. Because if you're like me, you thought Christianity was something that to be embarrassed of growing up. And that is by design. They used to teach the Bible in classrooms all across the U.S. We used to pray in schools. And then lawsuits were filed, and that all went away beginning in the 1960s. And it has been intentional. It's been intentional to divide Christians, to make people like me feel embarrassed to have had extremely Christian grandparents who wanted us to pray around the dinner table. And they're doing that again. They want you to think that being a Christian now is synonymous with white supremacy. Who is behind it? Well, we know that anything that is demonic and backwards and satanic will, of course, be sponsored by Hollywood, which is, for the record, demonic and backwards and satanic.
I think this needs to be a wake-up call to everyone out there listening and watching. Don't be ashamed of who you are and what you believe, because they are coming for you. I pray that you take this time to renew your faith, strengthen your prayers, and fight against this war on Christians. Candace said platforms are refusing to disseminate her material because of her faith, and I think that is just sad. To watch the whole video where she explains the attacks on Justin Bieber because of his Christian faith and how he tried to get away from the demons of Hollywood, I'll leave a link in the description. As far as finances are concerned, these platforms are trying to demonetize Candace by slowly taking away her exposure. You have to understand, that's how they manipulate you. They threaten you with the fear of the loss of money. But if you have God, you don't need money, because God is all you need. So I want to make sure, even if I got one view, one listen, that we were not going to back down. So make sure that you subscribe if you like this video. Be sure to let us know what you think. Do you think that she's taking it too far? Do you think that we are just being sensitive? Or do you think that we are under attack and we need to do something? Well, brothers and sisters, that is it for me. I'm AB Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisor, Say the Darndest Things, in my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.